This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's final memorial service is getting underway shortly in Houston, Texas, where Floyd grew up and where he'll be laid to rest next to his mother later today. A vigil was held at Floyd's high school in Houston yesterday. That's where Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee addressed the crowd and paid tribute to the life of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. She also announced the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Response, which is a bill to confront police brutality and racial profiling.
We're making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior in the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian that is focused in public safety.
The ups and downs of Wall Street. This morning, the Dow's been down about 400 points in early trading. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joe Biden is not among the people calling for police departments to be defunded, the Biden campaign saying in a statement that the former vice president is driven to ensure that justice is done and that we put a stop to this terrible pain. The statement says the former VP does support community policing programs. A statue of Robert E. Lee will remain standing in Virginia for at least 10 more days. A Richmond judge barred the removal of the controversial statue as it considers arguments by the descendant of one of the people who donated the statue to the public. The 12-ton statue has stood in Richmond since 1890. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered it taken down, though, as soon as possible. Variety is reporting the MTV Movie and TV Awards are not going to happen this year, saying the show is being postponed indefinitely because of coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got more coming your way at, as I said, 6 minutes after. Joe Turnham joins us now. And in his new book, he says, leaders never get it right. Why? We shouldn't expect it. He's the economic development director, political consultant, who says even biblical leaders struggle. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, your book, Leaders Never Get It Right. Why shouldn't we expect it? I mean, that's a big headline, you know. What do you mean by this?
Well, they never always get it right. I think that especially people that are called by God oftentimes are very imperfect people. They're from various walks of life. God calls the common to do the extraordinary from time to time. And the scriptures are just chock full of examples of failed leaders, good leaders that make bad judgments, and even in people that are not godly that are used by God to do things for the purposes of heaven. So really anything that we need to know about leadership, we can find in the pages of the Old and New Testament.
Exactly. Well, and of course, God told us, you know, what would happen. Told the children of Israel quite clearly on a couple of occasions when they basically, you know, the prophet thought he was being, eliminated or, reduced in rank. And God said, no, it's not you they rejected, it's me they rejected, but here's the consequence. And the consequence of what we read about and what we're seeing today is an extension of that choice by a willful man to choose human leadership as opposed to godly leadership.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of times, too, that leaders sometimes don't get to choose their constituents. Sometimes,
right?
You know, if it were a perfect world, it would be great. But we don't. You know, there's one of the devotions is called to lead the stiff-hearted. Mm-hmm. And you know, many of the prophets just they led and prophesied, and the people never listened. I mean, you know, were they unsuccessful prophets? I don't necessarily think so. They were telling the truth of God as they were called to do, but sometimes the people have to pay the price for not listening to the messenger.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, like the watchman on the wall, he has a responsibility. If he fails to do that, you know, live up to that responsibility, then it's on him. The same with the voice of the prophet and the office of the prophet. They have a responsibility to be the voice of God, you know, to this world. And as long as they're faithful to that, then, you know, and sometimes even when you don't want to be faithful, then, you know, God can have a big fish swallow you up and spit you out where you need to be, where he told you to go, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, sometimes if leaders that are called by God or people that we think are leaders of faith are not plugged into to the message of God, to the Spirit of God constantly, they will make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, David numbered Israel. David sinned with Bathsheba. He was an accomplice to murder. But he also was a man after God's own heart who did phenomenal things, but he had so much blood on his hands that God would not allow him to build the temple. He let his son Solomon build the temple. So, you know, in one minute Peter is speaking the words of Satan. Jesus says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And then in the next few minutes, he's the new rock of the church. So, you know, I think that allowing our leaders, especially those that we think are chosen leaders, to make mistakes and not abandon them sometimes is the call of the person of faith if they're truly trying to follow the will of God.
And you're exactly right. I think everybody has a responsibility, and I guess that's what I was saying earlier, is that we have a role to play. Leaders have to lead, followers need to follow, and as followers, we're told that we're to pray for our leaders, because it is a tough job with what they have to endure. You know, oftentimes, currently, this you know, current president in the White House, I don't know how he withstands it. You know, the attacks.
Well, I think the important point is you make a great point. We are to pray for the leaders, but I have to remind people, you don't just pray for the ones that you voted for.
Right.
You don't just pray for the ones that you like or you agree with their policies. You pray, I mean, government and our institutions, the scripture says they were ordained by God. They are imperfect. They are filled with very imperfect people. But we as people of faith, if you're a person of faith and you take it seriously, we have to pray for our country, pray for our world, and pray for our leaders, good and bad. And I think sometimes leaders fail because we fail to pray for leaders.
Good point.
That's on us. On us as constituents.
Yeah, everybody has their responsibility. Leaders have their responsibility. We know, you know, part of the initial you know, responsibility of every leader was to, you know, be in communication with God. God had a way of doing that, whether it was, you know, a prophet that stood nearby, but there was also specific readings that the kings were, you know, were commanded to read on a daily basis to keep them out of trouble. And this is, you know, kind of an example of how government should work outside of God. And this is man as your president, as your leader. Then, you know, you pray that they are men of God, you know, like Abraham Lincoln, like George Washington, other leaders in the past, where you read repeatedly that they were in the Word of God. You see them praying. You see stories and hear stories of them praying and being in communion with God. And you know, that's then, here's now, and we would pray that not just the president, but everybody who has a vote that represents us, our senators, our you know, representatives in Congress, our state, and even our local officials, that that they understand godly principles, and their heart is you know, what's in their heart is what we're, you know, seeing in terms of policies that are coming out, as opposed to maybe some of these, you know, temporal ideas and radical ideas that you go, where in the heck did that come from? I mean, I don't know how that comes from heaven at all.
Well, that's right, Bill. I think, too, you know, with reading back through some of the lessons of preparation for our discussion today, you know, reminded of the 12 spies of Israel that went into the promised land and came back, but they came back with a minority report. You know, 10 of the 12 spies said, we can't do this, and only two did. And you know, Caleb had to speak his mind about that. And then there are leaders that know when it's time to kind of taper off and let somebody else have the wheel. We see that with Elijah and Elisha, giving a double portion back. You know, Gideon became a king, and his son thought that it should be an inherited leadership position, and it was not to be. And, so we see it throughout the scriptures, and I think these lessons and these principles are translatable to our current situation. And I think people need to look and see. And I think
exactly. We got more from Joe after this. Stay with us.
Use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Package to start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's a spirit of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Jesus came to free the captives. And right now I ask you where America sits. Are you free? Are you held captive? Are you held captive to past sins and past impressions, maybe cultural lies that have passed on to generation to generation? You know, we hold on to those lies and those things that debilitate us and that keep us from liberty, you know, at our own risk. And I say at our own risk because, you know, God has given us this gift. And you know, and Joe, we just choose not to open the gift. I mean, it's like we're all walking around with this beautiful wrapped up gift, and you know, you ask me what's in the box. Well, I don't know. You know, but I'm looking. I'm too busy looking, you know, for the answer. Well, the answer's in the pickin' box, knucklehead. You know, you got to open up the box, take the ribbon off, be free. What a concept, huh?
That's right. This sets your heart to understand. The truth will set you free.
Amen. Well, Joe, you know, for what we've been going through, I mean, we went to coronavirus. I tell everybody, we've experienced really two pandemics. You think about it. We had the coronavirus, noted pandemic. It's killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, millions around the world, over 2 million. And then we now have a recent pandemic, and you know, because you saw what happened not only here in the United States, it's erupted, you know, around the world. There's something significant about this, that the no doubt the wrongful death of a black American, you know, has shocked America to its core, and I believe that there is a godly purpose in all this if we'll pause for a moment and breathe and look to God and say, God, what's going on here? You know, what are you, you know, what are you doing? What do we need to apprehend right now? Because, and it's amazing that people will tell me all the time, we got to find a solution. We got to find a solution. We got to, and some of the solutions that come up, it's like they're about, you know, as close to God as maybe hell. You know, this is like, it's not even there. It's just a man-made idea instead of what God is saying.
Well, I agree, and I think we're, you know, God is really setting us up for a great spiritual awakening, perhaps a new understanding, not just culturally, but I think spiritually. I mean, you know, the New Testament says we're not Jew or Gentile or Roman or Greek, you know, we're all creations of God. And I think sometimes we look to understand the precepts of living and the worth and the value of what we're to live for, and we look for it through our cultural or our worldview lens, when in reality that box that you say we admire that we never look into is right there before us. And I think that perhaps, you know, through pandemics and through riots, through economic calamity, through chaos, when really any good leader that throws a solution out there, it's not the solution, because it's temporary. It's you know, here's a fix from the Treasury Department or from, you know, from a governor, and it just doesn't solve the yearning of the human soul. And I think the whole world is there today, trying to yearning for truth that really eludes them in the leadership and the policies of the day.
Well, you've worked in government, you know, you served, and now as an economic development director, I mean, you've been there on, you know, on the front lines, and you see what government's limits are. I mean, you know, gosh, we've got so many cases in point. I mean, just even the war on poverty. You look what LBJ did in 64. You know, here it is, the war on poverty. We've spent, I don't know, $25-30 trillion. And as one black leader said, which I thought was quite noteworthy, you know, because you go, wait a minute, how can you spend all that money and not move the mark? I mean, it's moved a little bit in the last several years because of Donald Trump, primarily because he's got, you know, black America back to work, experiencing the lowest unemployment levels that they have in history. And, you know, so that's helped a long way. But even still, you know, this much money, this many trillions of dollars, more than what we owe as a country right now, And we have so little to show for it. And as one black leader says, well, you know, the problem is 70% of that money has gone to the administrators. Black people, you know, supposedly serving other black people in the name of we the people who have paid all those taxes. And the majority of the money is going to them instead of where it needs to go.
Well, you know, the public policy debate, the war on poverty, I think we have moved the needle in some places, and some places probably not. I think the some people may be better off. I think the adage of teaching people how to fish and giving them the tools to be able to do it continues to be a worthwhile goal socially. But I think also that we really, you know, we've got to win the heart. We got to win the home. We got to win the battles within the family. Mm-hmm. I think is critical today. You know, and you ask in the vein and the view of economic development. You know, we had to go from, you know, a lot of business recruitment to business rescue. So yes, empowering people that we already had. You know, helping a restaurant learn how to do takeout and curbside, helping companies to try to find enough contracts to be able to get through, you know, the shutdown. So, you know, getting people to repurpose their lives a bit. And I think kind of training people to not look either to the government or to some institution necessarily for their rescue. You know, I think this has been a time of great personal reflection. And I think if there's a takeaway from this is, I know in my own life, I've looked at the last several months and I look at what's going on in front of me and I say, you know, Joe, you need to become the change you want to be. Even if you're, you know, I'm 60 years old and I still think I've got some time left to effectuate some change in my own life and the change of others. But I'm looking internally. I'm not looking to an elected official, the government necessarily to do that for me. And certainly I think the first place that we need to start is our own spiritual space.
Exactly.
And how we're relating to our Creator in these days.
Amen. Amen. Joe, what other country in the world could you go to and have, this kind of freedom or ability to be able to raise yourself up by your bootstraps? And, this is such a golden opportunity that God has blessed America with. And, you know, I see us sometimes, you know, I see us at a point where we may just say, gosh, I wasted time. You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I should have been focused on, you know, the points that would make a difference. And number one is my relationship with God. You know, God says, look at, you know, you seek me and my righteousness, all these things will be added to you. And this is God speaking. God who told Cain at the very beginning, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that warning, that admonition, I believe, echoes through the millennia. If we can hear it, then we can do something about it. And I, like you, I'm very optimistic. I think for all that we've gone through, you know, people are praying, probably more fervently than ever, and are realizing that, it's not going to come from politics. It's going to come from our own hearts. It's going to come from our own hearts that are reconciled to God, right?
Absolutely. And time's a great equalizer. I mean, you and I have the same amount of time as Bill Gates, and we need to do something with it that's positive.
Yeah, so are we going to bless or are we going to curse?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, for all the blessings that we've received. Well, Joe Turnham, congratulations on the book, Leading from Our Knees. Where can people go for more information and connect with you?
It's available on Amazon and Kindle, or they can go to leadingfromourknees.com. And we'd love to share it with you and hope we can bless your life, especially leaders in these days.
Yeah, there's a lot packed in to the pages of this book that will bless you richly, especially right now, Joe, when so many people are looking for answers. I say, well, you know, that's good, but make sure you find the right answer, right?
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's final memorial service is getting underway shortly in Houston, Texas, where Floyd grew up and where he'll be laid to rest next to his mother later today. A vigil was held at Floyd's high school in Houston yesterday. That's where Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee addressed the crowd and paid tribute to the life of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. She also announced the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Response, which is a bill to confront police brutality and racial profiling.
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior and the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety.
The ups and downs of Wall Street. This morning, the Dow's been down about 400 points in early trading. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's been a staggering 36 million jobless claims since the coronavirus began in mid-March, leaving people scurrying to provide for their families. And with unemployment rates at record highs, so too is the inability for people to pay their mortgages, their rents, their car payments, their credit cards, and more. Joining us today to discuss the consumer rights is consumer rights advocate Jared Johnson. Jared, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you this fine morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. So, we got lots to talk about here, huh?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot about, you know, the crisis that, you know, look, the coronavirus thing, I don't care which side of the spectrum you're on, the bottom line is there has been a very large effect made to the American economy and now has really spilled out into blue-collar America, white-collar America included, and we've seen tons of people get laid off and lots of companies close. I mean, there's beloved restaurants, Bill, that I love, that are closing now. People are out of work, and a lot of these restaurants aren't coming back, and unfortunately, a lot of these bills are going to be, you know, due. And we're talking just regular bills, you know. Right. We're not talking anything special. You know, when I was just getting started out, newly married, I mean, just about every other bill went to a debt collector because I didn't have the money for it, you know. And so the bottom line is, you know, when this starts to happen, Bill, it surprises me every time I jump into this because a lot of Americans don't know their consumer rights. Congress passed the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act in 1978. So it was like 3 years after I was born. So this thing's been around for 42 or 43 years. And the law itself specifically is a rule book that third-party debt collectors, so these are the debt collectors that get your debt after the original creditor has disposed of it. The rule book is simple, but, you know, let me break it down to three facets. First of all, the law says that the debt collection companies cannot lie to you whatsoever. And so lying in word or in deed, you know, for instance, I had a case where a debt collector actually wrote me a letter, and in the letter was a lie. They said they were going to charge interest when they didn't. And so ultimately we saw created a false sense of urgency. And so then what happened next was the lawsuit was filed, and believe it or not, the outcome meant that the debt itself was actually discharged forever. The debt collection actually, the company actually paid me $500 cash as a settlement offer. So this is the actual outcome of this. We need people to understand that they can't lie to you, they can't embarrass you, and they cannot be in any way unfair to you when they're trying to collect debt. And it's basically just to make it, you know, a fair playing ground for when debt collectors finally have to deal with you.
Yeah, and I imagine along with it, they can't harass you either, right?
They can't harass you. For instance, one of the specific rules in the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act says you're not allowed to ring a consumer's phone in order to harass or annoy. And that means, you know, if a debt collection agent is calling that person's phone like every 5 to 10 minutes, they're not allowed to do that. They're also not allowed to use embarrassing tactics or harassment tactics. One of the things they do is they'll call your friends, relatives, or neighbors. Wow. And look, Bill, they're actually allowed to do that in a really specific incident when it comes to location information. And if they don't have your location information, if they don't know where you are, they're allowed to do that. But if they already have your location information, then they're prohibited from doing that, but they'll still do it anyways because they know that if they call your aunt or your uncle or your coworker, that is embarrassing and that maybe you'll get on the phone with them. But in reality, their behavior is actually illegal. They can't do this. And we've had cases where people have had that debt overturned and cash checks printed out for people for that type of behavior. And by the way, that money you know, a lot of times you see like personal injury attorneys, for instance, they get like a 33% of your money kind of thing. This is not the case with this at all. Debt collection companies are actually forced to pay the consumer directly for their bad behavior. The attorney that actually ends up working for you actually gets another amount of money from the same debt collector on the side. And so the consumer is never on the hook for anything that comes out of the work that is taken up for the consumer.
You know, Jared, the picture you painted when we first started talking about the effects of coronavirus, of course, on top of this is the riots that have been taking place from coast to coast. So let's add that into the mix in terms of the economic pressure that's going to fall upon everyday Americans. And as you say, our local communities are changing. The people that we've been used to seeing at restaurants or other places of business, we may not be able to see them in that context anymore. And what we're talking about is individual stories here. These are real lives, real people, real communities that are all affected by this. And this presents a challenge, you know, for all of us, because we're all in this. We all have skin. Whether or not you've applied for unemployment, I mean, these are our neighbors. These are family members. So we all have skin in this game, right?
That is correct. And, you know, we need to unify at this point and try and help each other out, because let me tell you, the last thing we need is truly to go through a second Great Depression.
Right.
And you know what? I honestly believe that it can be somewhat avoided if we start to maybe stop a lot of the things that we're doing right now and start to figure out a way to get the economic machine that is the United States of America revving again. And it really, you know, like, I hurt right now for all the small business owners that are out there looking at their payrolls going, how the heck are we going to pay this? You know, I understand that. And, you know, just some of these people, whether you're black or white or Latino or Asian or anything, have businesses and they work super hard to get those businesses up and off the ground. And now some of these people are watching these businesses burn to the ground and everything they've ever worked for go right with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really a shame. And look, you stack the 34 and look, it'll be 40 million, you know, before you know it, of people filing for unemployment. And we are going to see a really hard, long fought road to get out of this mess. It's going to be a while before anything is better or different again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, we're looking at it from the consumer law perspective. We know that people are going to be hearing from debt collectors more than ever before. So people need to be prepared for what's next. And we hope that consumers are hearing what I'm saying. And frankly, look, Bill, if they need help, they need free help, they can come to our website. I've been doing this since 2014. I work with some of the best attorneys in the United States of America, and they are willing to take up your case and help you out, at no charge, whatsoever. And they can go to suethecollector.com to get more information. And like I said, don't charge anything. So we just, it's more of a free service for consumers.
Right. Also, what we're going to be dealing with is an increase of identity theft that's going to be taking place. So how can we spot those scams during these times?
The best thing to do, Bill, is to get a credit report monitoring service going with Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian, or using one of the free services that are out there. You can get your free credit report without paying for it at a different website called annualcreditreport.com. And if you want to put that on your website, Bill, but that's totally free. Absolutely free. The government actually mandates that through that website that every consumer is able to get their credit report for free once per year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can actually get their credit report and check it. I would do it now.
Right.
So that you have some idea of what's actually there.
Jared, disappointingly, we're out of time. I wish we had more time to talk about this. You have excellent information. Again, remind everybody where they can go to be in the flow of the know, as we like to say.
Yeah, everybody can go to our website. Again, it's at suethecollector.com.
Jared Johnson with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. Jared, thank you much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system,
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to be in the flow of the know as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Pastor Rob Singleton is with us, renowned in the religious community. He's a pastor for thousands, understands and respects the importance of keeping everyone safe during and after COVID-19 pandemic. He joins us now to discuss the future of religion. Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Well, certainly the church has been interrupted in a great amount of way. And, I mean, there is lots of concern here. I mean, it's a First Amendment right, a freedom of religion. The president reinforced this last week in making sure and even walking over to St. John's Church to reinforce that, you know, churches will not be restricted. But, you know, we just went through this. And I've got to tell you, that's one thing I hear consistently, Rob, is that, you know, people are very disappointed in the church's reaction. I mean, I know we need to render to Caesar to the things that belong to Caesar, but also the things that belong to God, too, right?
No, I mean, you're exactly right. And I think this thing has moved from a pandemic to a fear-demic. And, you know, I'm one of those people that's disappointed in the church's reaction. We were one of the churches here in Colorado that stayed open a little bit longer than most of the others. And I think when you start realizing it's more about optics and how something looks than it is about really helping people and caring, then at least what I did, and I went to the Word of God and really tried to find out, because to me, this situation seemed to hit a lot of areas. It wasn't just one thing, but it was really dividing the nation. Those who said, you know, let us get out there,
and get back to business, and those who were scared and said, you know, if you get out there, you're going to kill grandma and all that stuff. It's just another dividing issue. So I went to the Word of God, and really he gave me three scriptures that helped me find a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to share that with your audience, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Well, one of them is Romans 13, and obviously that says that God puts authorities in place. And there's no authority that's in place that God, you know, is like, I didn't see that coming, and that's not my guy, and let's, I mean, he allows everything and causes many things. And so we need to respect those authorities unless they tell us to do something that goes contrary to the Word of God, which I can talk about that too, because I think there were a lot of things that began to go against the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So I took Romans 13, and then you take Hebrews 10. And Hebrews 10 says, let us not forsake gathering together, as some are getting in the habit of doing. So even way back then, the church got to the point where it got complacent, it got lazy, and that was an issue before the pandemic hit. The church was already, people were already not going to church mm-hmm. like they used to, and sort of didn't treat it like it was essential. And God says, don't forsake that.
Right.
He commands us to gather together. And then my final scripture was Matthew 22, and that's the great commandment. It just says that, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, but your neighbor as yourself. And those are the three scriptures I wrestled with. And we felt like the only way to put all those things together was to, you know, while they weren't asking us to do anything wrong, we went ahead and went into online mode.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've ramped up into a Summit, that's the name of our church, Summit Church, Summit Cares mode, and started feeding hundreds and giving out groceries and $100 gift cards for Walmart and taking care of people. Honestly, we were the hands and feet of Jesus and still are way mm-hmm. more than this church has ever been. And like many churches have experienced, our reach has gone all over the world and increased 4 or 5 fold. So just like God, he brought good out of something that's bad. So I think the real question now becomes, how are we going to emerge out of this? What's it going to look like? What's the new normal?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting a lot of questions about that?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is also, Rob, going back to what you're touching on here now, the racial strife that we've been going through, this is all part and parcel. I mean, this is, you know, same chapter, different verse. But if we're not discerning of what's going on and the forces that want to, you know, shut the mouths of reasonable people at a time where we need to reason, you know, this is the powerful instrument of God that he has used throughout history. It has been the church that has been the light of the world. And the church, as keepers of that light, need to protect and honor that, because that is a mandate from God. It's not from some president or some, you know, happenstantial political group that just decided to assign that to the church.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's only so long, I think, that faithful church leaders, and by so long, I mean time's up.
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to play this game. You know, you bring up an interesting point. I mean, it's impossible to just talk about the pandemic right now, or COVID-19, because obviously another issue has sort of overtaken it.
Mm-hmm. But people are going to be coming to the church for this, Rob, and saying, what do I do with this? How do I handle COVID? How do I handle my neighbor? All of a sudden, you know, Black Lives Matter so much, and I'm, you know, I sent out a tweet. I said, well, if Black Lives Matter so much, why are you killing 40% of your babies? Maybe if you stop doing that, I might believe you when you say Black Lives Matter.
No, I mean, listen, I said this to a pastor friend who actually lives in Texas, and I lived in Dallas for 4 years while I went to Dallas Theological Seminary, and I think you just touched on the biggest issue, the biggest head-scratcher there is, which is, how in the world can you solve a problem when you're not allowed to talk about it?
Exactly.
So shutting down or having certain trigger words and acronyms and terms that have come up, and you know, it feels like you're playing a spiritual whack-a-mole when you when you settle on one thing and you think you've got it right and you're not hurting people. And by the way, I am definitely not one of those pastors that is worried mostly about who I offend.
Mm.
I do not go out there to offend just to offend, but I'm going to stick to the Word of God no matter who it offends. I'll try to say it in a loving way,
mm-hmm.
and then the chips are going to fall where they fall. And I just think, honestly, I feel like I'm playing a tennis match, and I've got a little bit of whiplash with systemic racism, institutional racism, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, right. Antifa, white privileges, SGWs, xenophobia, homophobia, the alt-right, the alt-left. I mean, it's just, I cannot recall another time when, you know, just when you get a handle on trying to understand one another, you violated a new term.
Yes,
violated,
exactly.
And so...
Because they want to stay in power, Rob. They want to stay in power. So if they change the rules, you know, right about the time you think you do. But this is where it comes to a heart issue. And, you know, as you said earlier, it's not that you go out to be an offense, but look at, you represent the cross. The cross is an offense. It's always been an offense. I mean, you want to scatter a room, just say Jesus, you know, and the room scatters, you know, because the power of that name in truth and love is so overwhelming. The fact of the matter is that, you know, people want to continue to see things according to their own eyes. I mean, that's just the human condition that we deal with, right?
Right. I mean, this is another issue that, by the way, you know, some of our churches are opening up. I don't know if we're as open as places like Texas. And but it was so good to have about, you know, maybe a third of our folks in there. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to take care of them, let them know that we do care about them. But right in the middle of gathering, about 2 days before Sunday hit, another edict went out and changed the rules on us again. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to get back to this thing where how's the church going to be? Are we being wimps? Are we just backing down?
And we've got about a minute left, Rob, so I'm going to let you sum it up here, okay? So good point. Go ahead.
Well, so we went ahead and did not adjust to the new rules. We went ahead and brought in the people that we were going to bring in because, you know, I felt like, listen, if we're really worried about people, then the cat's out of the bag. I mean, millions are in the streets rioting. And so we're going to find out whether that's going to cause this COVID thing to get worse anyway. Meanwhile, people need church. I have never seen our people more happy and more lifting up the name of Jesus than they did this past Sunday. I could tell that our church was dying to get back to fellowship and that they were languishing. They were just fading without Christ. So, yeah, the church has got to stand up. We've been good. We've shown that we care, and we do care, but we're also commanded to gather, and it's time to gather.
Well, and the church can be very thankful that there is a president in the White House that is protecting religious freedom the way he is. This has probably been the most aggressive president in a long time, at least in my era, where I can recall. Exactly. So this is incredible. Well, Rob, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show. It's great to have you with us. I'd love to have you back because we need to continue this conversation because I think that it's a process to figure out what the new normal is going to be. A combination of what, you know, the outreach, I think the successful outreach that you've enjoyed with online listening. You know, the fact of the matter is that we have to get people back in the pew again because that's where we minister. That, you know, you cannot have, you know, a lack of touch and connection with humanity. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. These forces that have come in and are influencing this are for one reason. They know the religious community is strong. It is a formidable force, and they're trying to do everything they can because we're reminded that when the evil one comes, they tie down the strong man. If they can tie down the strong man, they can have their way. And from time in history, that's one of the first points they go to is let's render the effectiveness of the religious community to inert. If we can do that, we're very successful in pushing our agenda, right?
Well, I totally agree with you, and the power is in the cross. And, you know, at least at our church, we just finished a series called The New Normal, and I talk about all that. I would love to come back on the show and tell you what I think God's doing that's actually positive.
Well, we got to do that. Stay in touch, please, okay? You take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless, Rob. Rob Singleton here on Bill Martinez Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experience improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.